Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're spending this day recapping some of the results from last night's statewide election as NPR brings you national election coverage. Joining me now inside the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls, we have Ann Tornberg. She is chair of the South Dakota Democratic Party. Ann, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me today.
Everybody is just kind of running on adrenaline crashes and not much sleep, so we really appreciate everyone's time. A few themes to sort of cover today with the Democrats, not the results you necessarily wanted on the ballot, but yet an energy and a buzz was talked about at many of the victory speeches and concession speeches. Tell us a little bit about how the night unfolded for you and fellow Democrats.
Well, that is an important part of our story. The volunteers that came out, over 1,000 people that volunteer to work, especially were inspired by Senator Billy Sutton and his race. And, you know, at this time, it's important to reflect that a short 2 years ago, in 2016, Donald Trump won South Dakota by 30 points. And we were able to take a zero off of that number, and Kristi Noem defeated Billy Sutton by 3 points. And that's an incredible journey to come in 18 months. Really, it is, since the start of Senator Sutton's campaign. We recruited more legislative candidates than we ever have in the history of the Democratic Party. So we had 100 candidates running from all over the state. And that was exciting, too. They brought in energy, a lot of women, a lot of younger candidates than we've seen before, and a lot of the candidates that won, especially here in Sioux Falls area, are going to be great additions to the legislature.
And we talked earlier in the program about some of those, potential recounts. What do you see the overall makeup of State House and State Senate to sort of be? Gains, losses? What are you looking at right now?
Well, we're hoping for a gain of one. We have right now 11 in the House and 5 in the Senate. And the one that's the closest is Maggie Ross in District 27 out west. And there's only a separation of 7 votes there. And there were a lot of provisional ballots in that particular race. And so we know that we're going to have a recount there.
All right. So as I understand, all the canvassing has to be done November 13th, next
yes.
Tuesday, is when we find out for sure if mm-hmm. candidates can even ask for that recount, and then the recounting.
That's right. We're going to have to be patient and to find out, but we're hopeful of that one. And you've already mentioned the fine race that was run by Casey Olivier in District 12 here in Sioux Falls, and she's down by 27 votes, but it's possible that there'll be a recount there.
Right.
I don't want to speak for the candidates, but I'm just saying that those were especially close.
Right. And on the other hand, some familiar faces that are not returning. Dan Ahlers, Democrat from the Del Rapids area, lost his race. He was a big leader in appropriations. A loss of leadership as well from the Democratic Party.
Yes, and Dan is a real loss. He was an exceptional legislator, and we'll miss him. I know that's still within the margin of error, but by more points than the ones that I've previously mentioned. So we're going to look for new leadership from some of the new people that were coming, a lot of younger candidates, a lot of younger legislators that won on the Democrat side, and a lot of women that came through, especially in Sioux Falls.
One of the things that we noticed here on this program with our Meet the Candidates was really how many Democrats showed up and how they really understood their messaging and had a strong sense of why they were running and what they were running for. It demonstrated a communication strategy from the Democratic State Party. How do you keep that going? How do you keep that energy going? Because one of the questions I asked a lot of them was, hey, it's hard to beat an incumbent in South Dakota. If you don't win, what's next? And time again, I heard people say things like, I can't unlearn what I now know. I have
yes.
to keep going in some way or another. So talk a little bit about this sense of, you know, even if you don't win on the ballot, what the ripple effects of sort of energizing that many people to care to come vote with the voter turnout that we had to run for office that you did.
That was exactly the point we were all making together last night at our watch parties, both in Rapid City and in Sioux Falls, that it has to go on. And there's such a base of support for that. We made 115,000 get out the vote efforts and calls. Just this last weekend, we had 60,000 attempts to communicate with voters and 20,000 actual conversations. We know that 90% of Billy Sutton's contributors were in South Dakota. They want to continue to support progressives and like-minded people, because Billy really ran a campaign of consensus and reaching out to South Dakotans, no matter their political affiliation. And that's what we all need to believe in again for the future of the party.
So, final question, and you've answered it somewhat, but I want to give you an opportunity to flesh out that answer. As we see in the national rhetoric, a demonization of the other party. And, you know, within South Dakota, some of the negative ads that came out were very much, this is not South Dakota values because he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
How do you sort of, and you mentioned maybe by example, the example that Billy Sutton sent, how do you sort of convince people that just being a Democrat in and of itself is not anti-South Dakota? Are you focusing on the issues and really communicating that to people? Where do you begin when that's sort of the umbrella that you're working under?
Yeah, well, I describe myself as a moderate, and my own family is that mix that reflects South Dakota values. So we're farmers, we're teachers, we're a group of Republicans, independents, and Democrats. You have to be bipartisan just to get through a family dinner, and and that's what I know is true of all South Dakota families. And so it was, I think, unfortunate that both in the Republican primary it was so negative, and that brought some negatives that people reflected on and said, now I'm coming over to support Senator Sutton. And so my wish is for Governor Noem moving forward to build that consensus, to remember all of us, because we are a makeup of Democrats, independents, and Republicans, and that growing voice of independents all across the nation and here in South Dakota, too, is because people are dissatisfied with that tribalism, as it's called, with that negativity, with that vitriolic attacks. And unfortunately, it seems to work sometimes, those negative campaign ads, but everyone complains about them, and we need to get back to what's best for South Dakota. And I wish her well, and I hope for the sake of my family and my grandkids, that's exactly how she's going to move us forward.
Ann Tornberg is chair of the South Dakota Democratic Party. She joined us today in SDPB's Sioux Falls studio. Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you.